Hey friend, Rebecca here. Welcome to Love Is Not Dead, Just My Husband. Now I know that the pain of a loss may seem never ending, and we can let it eat us alive and break us down to our weakest point, or we can choose to live. My question is, do you just want to survive, or do you want to thrive? So if you're ready, I want you to join me here each week so we can widow our own way together. I heard a saying the other day that couldn't be more fitting. Being pushed out of the nest. As a baby, we're pushed out of the nest by our parents because we need to learn how to walk on our own. It's scary to fall and get hurt, but this is how we learn to pick ourselves up and try again. As a teenager, we're pushed out of the nest because we need to learn how to drive. It's scary, but this is also where we learn responsibility and the importance that rules are meant to keep us safe. As an adult, this is a journey of uncertainty, and we're also scared, and we don't want to be told what to do anymore. So our parents push us out of the nest, letting us navigate the world on our own. This is where we learn our independence. Up to this point, in some cases, your parent or loved one may have been there to still support you, pick you up when you fall, letting you know it's okay, and encourage you to keep trying. When we're married, we're also pushed out of the nest again. But now we're completely responsible for ourselves, and in most cases, other people, partners, spouses, and little humans that you possibly made yourself, taking on all the responsibilities and roles as our parents, making her own nest. How would we have done any of this if we weren't pushed? Sometimes it's from our parents and loved ones, and sometimes it's other circumstances that can push us in life, unforeseen circumstances like death. When we're grieving, we create a new nest. A nest of grief, cozy enough just for one. The death of a loved one can become very consuming. Since there's no rules or timelines, we don't know how to judge what's coming next. If we can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, you can feel lost and want to give up. Then you're left wondering when the scary part's going to be over and who's going to pick you up. Who's pushing us out of the nest of grief? The answer is no one. I think when we're grieving, we revert back to being a child again, like a baby crying all the time and no one can figure out why. We eat, we shower, but nothing can console us, so we cry ourselves to sleep. Also, like a rebellious teenager, angry at the world and not listening to reason. We don't want to hear what you have to say. We don't believe that we're ever going to be happy again. We don't care that it's going to take time or whatever great advice you have to offer. We can also act like a young adult who knows everything or really nothing at all and wallow in grief and despair, waiting to crash and burn. This is where you have to push yourself out of the nest. No one is going to be able to do that for you. Only you can decide when enough is enough. It's going to be scary to change the direction of your life because it's not anything that you expected. But you're still living. You can do it. And just know, it may not feel like it, but there's a new nest ready to catch you. And for those who are watching your loved one grieve, don't give up. I know you get tired of seeing them cry, tired of hearing about death, tired of seeing your loved one so depressed. Your moving forward doesn't look like theirs. And if you feel that it's really that unhealthy and they're endangering themselves, step in. Have an intervention. We can see and sense how you feel and react around us. We know you don't want to hear it, and we can feel it when you don't want to be around us. But we are scared, and we need your love and support. Just like a child to build up the courage to walk. Like a teenager scared to drive for the first time. Like a young adult nervous getting their first apartment. Just like someone getting married, leaving the only family they ever knew to start one of their own. You were probably there for all of those moments. You can still be there for this one. Change is scary. You may not know how to pick yourself up. You may not know who to trust or who will be there for you. But you are loved, and there is life on the other side waiting for you. Trust yourself. Listen to your intuition. Open your eyes and open your heart and jump. It is time to leave the grief nest and build a new one. I've taken this leap of faith, and I'm ready to see how well I can fly. Because after all, love is not dead, just my husband.
Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Love is Not Dead, Just My Husband. I really hope you've been inspired to move forward just a little, or a lot. And always remember to widow your own way. I know it takes time to get there, but you won't find me sitting around waiting for my life to begin any longer. So I hope you tune in each week to see what comes next. And if once a week isn't enough, you can head on over to my Facebook and Instagram so we can chat. I would love to hear your thoughts on today's episode and get to know you better. And please, don't forget to hit the subscribe button, give me a 5-star rating, and leave a review so you never miss an opportunity to hang out with me.